Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at Dick Huddleston's store inquiring about his mail. Listen.
Yeah, I believe he did get some mail, Lum. A letter or catalog or something. Just a minute, I'll look here and get it.
Yeah, I wish you would, Dick.
You know Squire Skimp got back from the hospital last night?
I know, I never. How is he?
Well, I haven't had a chance to see him, but I hear he's getting along pretty good. I'm sure glad that appendicitis didn't cause him any more trouble than it did. Nice to have him back again.
Yeah, it is nice. I sort of uneasy about him.
Yeah, he's getting along fine, though.
Glad to hear he's getting well again.
Yeah.
Even if it does mean bad luck for me.
Bad luck for you?
Yeah, see, them mortgages he's taking on my place and Abner's place is past due now. Now, Abner's got money to pay his off, but it looks like I'll just get foreclosed out.
Well, I don't think you'll have to worry too much about that, Mom. Yeah, here's your mail, letter, and a catalog both.
That's much obliged, Jake.
Yeah, sure. Well, here, sit down. Don't rush off.
Please. No, I better get on back to the store, I reckon. Had to lock up to come over here.
Why? Where's Abner? Ain't he over there?
No, and I don't want him over there, neither.
Wait a minute. Haven't you fellas got your misunderstanding straightened out yet, Lum?
No, and as far as I'm concerned, we ain't... Well, I grant you, this letter's from the bank in there to Kennedy C. I know what they want, too.
Overdrawn, you mean?
Well, ain't got nothing to overdraw. No, I reckon they're getting impatient, dunning me for the payment that's due on the mortgage I got with them. See, I mortgaged the store, too.
Yeah, I heard about that, Lum.
Well, they can just done if they want to. I ain't got the money to take care of it. They just have to come out here and... Wait a minute.
What is it, Lum?
Well, I do know. Granny, they made a mistake.
Mistake?
Yeah, looky here. They sent me that mortgage and it's marked paid.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I ain't paid them a nickel on it. I just have to send it back to them and show them what a mistake they've made. Oh, swan do goodness, Dick. The way some folks run their business nowadays, I don't see how they keep their doors open. Some bank clerk there will more than likely lose his job over this.
Well, Lum, has it entered your head that maybe somebody's paid off those mortgages for you?
What would anybody want to be paying off my mortgages for?
Well, have you seen Abner since you were here yesterday?
Not to talk to him, I ain't.
Well, that's what I thought.
He was over at the house bright and early this morning before I had breakfast, pounding on the door out there. But I never done a thing but sick my dog on him and run him off in the place.
Sick your dog on him?
Oh, I done it.
Oh, well, now, you oughtn't to have done that, Lum.
I don't want him around there. Anybody that'll steal like he done will steal horses or cattle or anything else that ain't nailed down.
Well, Lum, after you left here yesterday, I had a talk with Abner. And he explained this whole thing to me.
Laid the blame on to somebody else about it.
No, he didn't. I tell you, Lum, you've got Abner all wrong. He's one of the best friends you've got.
Friend?
Yes.
Dick, a man that'll steal a diamond from his partner and sell it and keep the money himself ain't no friend. I don't care how he explains it.
Well, now, he did something for you, Lum, that you didn't have sense enough to do for yourself. I'll tell you that right now.
For me?
Yes, sir, for you. Wait a minute. I'll leave that in my ring. Excuse me, Lum.
All I know is that Abner's a thief and a crook.
Huddleston Store, Dick speaking. Oh, hello, Squire. It's good to hear your voice again. How you feeling? Well, that's fine. Well, naturally. Yeah, sure, you'll be weak for a few days, but I'm glad to know you're feeling better, Squire. Well, good. Abner's not here, but Lum is.
I think Abner's aiming to buy some property from him, more than likely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just a minute.
Oh,
yeah, Lum. Squire Skimp wants to talk to you.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Head on to the reason he got well so fast was just so as he could get back here and foreclose me.
Well, here you better talk to him.
I don't know what for. Nothing I can do about it.
Go on. Yeah, take the receiver, Lum.
All right. Hello, Squire. Sure am glad to hear you're back from the hospital, I think. Abner forgot to pick up what? The mortgages. Oh, I see. Yeah, I figured he'd go over to your place and pay off his. Mine, too. Are you sure about that, Squire? Well, I'll be dead blank. Yeah, sure. I'll have him go back over to your place and pick him up quick as I can see him. Yeah, much obliged for calling, Squire. Goodbye.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs are fighting.
Abner's paid off both them mortgages.
Yeah, and he's the one...
He isn't mine, too.
I know it, Lum. He's the one that paid off the mortgage at the bank.
He is.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, and you won't listen to me.
Well, wait a minute. What rights he got going around paying off my debts? Special when he's doing it with money he famous stole from me in the first place.
Now, listen. Abner didn't steal any money from you, Lum.
No, but he'd taken the diamond, and that's where he got the money when he sold it.
Well, he had a reason for doing that, though, Lum. He knew that you were worrying yourself to death over that diamond. And he was afraid that something terrible would happen to you if you kept it any longer.
Did he tell you that?
Yes, sir, he sure did, yesterday afternoon.
But wait a minute. What right did he have to sell the diamond and keep the money for himself? That's stealing if I ever seen it.
Well, now, just a minute, Mom. Selling the diamond was the only way he could get rid of his errand and save your life. He knew that you didn't dare to sell it to him because the Zara had warned you never to have it in your possession again. And you probably wouldn't have sold it to him anyway because you admit you had your heart set on giving it to Miss Emmeline as an engagement ring.
Yes, aiming to do that all.
Why, certainly. More likely it would have just brought her trouble too, Lum. Now this way, why, she can never lay the blame on you for getting shut of the diamond.
Well, I never had thought of it just that way before.
And the reason he didn't tell you about the $5,000 after he got it was, well, because he wanted to surprise you by paying off these mortgages. And then giving you the balance of it for a wedding present.
Wedding present?
That's what he said.
Well, I'll be dead blank.
And that's the story Abner told me down here yesterday.
Granny, he thought of everything.
He sure did.
You know... There was times when I wanted to get shut of that diamond, all right, but I couldn't seem to do it. And after I sort of mentioned it to Miss Emmeline that I had it, I felt obligated to keep it to give it to her.
Yeah, sure. I know what you're saying. Well, you've got enough money now to buy another one, Lum. And this time you can get her one that won't cause her much bad luck, maybe.
Yeah. I can't get over this. Well, sir, you know, I'm so ashamed of myself for talking about Abner the way I did, I don't know what to do, hardly.
Well, to be honest, Lum, you should be. To condemn your best friend without giving him a chance to at least explain to you.
Yeah, I made a goose out of myself. Yeah, I don't deserve what he done for me. I ain't fitting to associate with a man like him.
Yeah, well, it's all over. Best thing to do now is forget it. It's easy to see how you could have thought the thing that you did, I guess, Lum. But where you made your mistake was not giving Abner a chance to tell his side of the story, too.
Yeah, I already called it in there.
I assure you that. Now, the thing for you to do, Lum, is just go right over to Abner and tell him that you know all about what he's done for you. And tell him that you appreciate it. You're sorry for all the things you said about him, all that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I sure am, Dick. Apologize.
Well, I know he'll feel good over it. He's awful tore up over this, Lum.
I look back now and just wonder how I could have ever thought such terrible things about him. Yes, sir, I know one thing. I'll never doubt him again. I'll tell you that. He's his fine brother.
I believe that's him coming on it.
Yeah. Granny's looky there. He's got such an honest way of walking. Look at the honest look he's got in his eyes.
Well, I'm glad to see him coming over here. Now, you two fellas can just sit down and talk this whole thing over and get it all straightened up, Lum.
Yeah, to tell you the honest truth, Dick, I'm just might not ashamed to face it.
Oh, he'll be tickled to death to know that you ain't got no more hard feelings towards him, Lum.
Good old Abner. Just tell by looking at him that the finer feller never drawed breath. If anybody deserves a preserved seat in a better world, it's old Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Abner. Come on in.
Hey, howdy, Dick. I just thought I'd come over.
Well, howdy, Abner, old boy.
Well, Dick, I better be going, I reckon. I better be getting on back over to the place.
Oh, wait a minute, Abner. I ain't mad at you.
I'll see you some other time, Dick.
Well, hold on, Abner. I want to talk to you.
I don't want to hear nothing you've got to say.
Well, Abner, Dick was just telling me all you've done for me.
I don't want you to ever speak to me again. Though you had a chance to talk to me, but instead of that, you sicked your dog on me, and you know it.
Well, I want to apologize for the way I've been acting.
I don't care what you want. I don't want to have a thing to do with you.
Well, here now, Abner, Lum's trying to do the right thing here.
Yeah, I was wrong. I admit to it. I'm willing to do anything I can to straighten...
There's nothing you can do except just keep out of my way. That's all I want you to do. Me and you is through, Lum Edwards. Flat through. And I'll see you later, Dick, when there ain't many people around.